This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from WJZ TV, he's the anchor, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline. He is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
My guys, good morning. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Great to have you back. Been looking forward to this. I mean, I love Fridays, you and Preston, and, you know, just we get into our normal routine. Now, before we go Ravens, you know I got to ask you about last night.
Oh, yeah, I know it's coming.
I want your reaction when you saw Jalen Carter.
I mean, what else can you say other than it's horrible? Like, there's no excuse for it whatsoever. There's no place in football for that. You got kids watching the game, kids with their families. You're supposed to be a role model. You're supposed to be a defensive leader. You literally are the anchor of that defensive unit, arguably the best defensive lineman in football. And that's what you do. Now, here's the thing. Of course, a couple hours later, the Dak video comes out. There's no doubt in my mind that Dak provoked it. I've never been in a huddle with your lineman facing you where you spit through your lineman. That does not happen, okay? But at the end of the day, you're taught from high school up. The second guy always gets caught. The guy who responds, Jalen Carter, if he responded, and that's what happened, he got caught. It was a bonehead move, and I'll tell you what, it almost cost them the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. It just, yeah, the Cowboys fans are claiming moral victory. One of the Eagles fans are claiming, you know, moral defeat.
And but Dak claimed something yesterday that he spits like 100 times a game, and it's not uncommon for him to do that. But believe what you want to believe, obviously, you know.
But when you look at the video, it's just anybody who's ever been in a football huddle, I have never seen a quarterback deliberately spit through two of his linemen, hoping that he's going to miss them just to get spit on the ground. You would turn around and spit. You would put your head down. It just, it doesn't add up to me. Not excusing at all Jalen's behavior. Horrible. Can't do it. He'll be lucky if he doesn't get suspended for a game. But that changed the entirety of everything. When you lose your best defensive player like that, literally 30 seconds before the first snap of the game, there is no adjusting. You have to wait until halftime, which you saw. Finally, they were able to make some adjustments then, figure out how they were going to do it. And the second half was different. But it's just, it's such a bonehead play on Jalen Carter's part.
Yeah. Back to the Ravens now. They're facing the Bills up in Buffalo this weekend. A lot of people picking the Ravens as perhaps the best team in football this season, certainly the best in the AFC. How much do you think they're better than the Bills? Do you think they win?
Yeah, look, I like them on Sunday night. This has all the storylines you want, the bitter taste in your mouth from last year. You've been thinking about that all offseason, the way the game ended. Can this team get back to that point? Can they get over the hump? On paper, and this is coming from an Eagles fan, I think that they have the best roster in football on paper, top to bottom. They don't have an A.J. Brown on their team, but their defensive unit and the talent that they have on the offensive side, to me, it's the best in the league. Buffalo, they made some great moves in the offseason, though, as well. You look at the teams that have beat the Chiefs over the years when it matters most, the Eagles and the Bucs getting those two Super Bowl wins. They invested in the defensive line, having fresh legs to go out there, guys that you can rotate in. and consistently get pressure on the quarterback. That's why the Eagles won last year, and you look at Buffalo, they go out and they add a slew of defensive linemen on that unit, so you can have fresh legs, constantly getting after guys. So I like the moves that they made trying to get them over the hump, but I do think that the Ravens are better, and I think that they go in there. This is a statement game. This is an opportunity to set the tone for the season, put the rest of it to bed. I feel like mentally you have to get over this hump now so you can really put it behind you. I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. You know, you talk about week one last year, you play Kansas City. Oh, but they played so good, it was a toe away. Just let's stop with the excuses. At some point, this team has to get over the hump, and we're not going to accomplish that in week one, but it's a great tone setter and a way to set off on the right foot.
Yeah, like I guess we were looking at it too with no Isaiah likely, Patrick Ricard likely out, and seeing that the way that things set up, going back to it, Rob brought it up earlier, like Zay Flowers wasn't in last year's game. Do you see a big game for Zay? Because, I think, and if you look at the Bills, their secondary is banged up as well.
Yeah, their secondary is banged up. And I think that their secondary is, like, that's their weak point on the defensive side. So you talk about them investing in the trenches and on the defensive front, you know, hoping that you're going to be able to get pressure on the quarterback so your back end is not in coverage long. With Ricard being out, likely being out, a likely underrated blocker, doesn't get enough credit for that. You're going to see a ton of 12 personnel. Charlie Kohler is going to have to come in and block, so they'll have him and Andrews inside, at least when they're running the ball. But then I like Zay on anybody in that secondary. So what do? You want to get Zay comfortable early. You want to feed your best players the ball. Get him some quick three-step game. Get him feeling good early on. And I think that he'll end up having a nice game. Bateman, I think, is going to have some big catches as well. But it's McDermott's been around in this league for a long time. And you look at the last 5 years and when Buffalo and Baltimore has played, I think the Ravens are like 1-3 against Buffalo in the last five. In those three wins that Buffalo has had, the Ravens have averaged 16 points a game. They've had like 6 or 7 turnovers. There is no game planning for Lamar Jackson. But Sean McDermott and the Bills seem to more often than not have an idea how to slow him down a little bit. So pound the ball early, stick with Derrick Henry, something you got away from last year in the postseason with him in that game in Buffalo. You do that, it's going to open things up for everybody else, especially Zay, to make some big-time plays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, here with our big man, Rick Ritter, WJZ TV. Rick, Jeremy brought him up. Zay Flowers, no, he did not make the playoff game last year. And I said earlier, I think this is going to be a huge game for Zay Flowers. I think Zay has a chance to make at least second team All Pro this year. I think that's the type of year he'll have, and I think it begins on Sunday on national television.
That's not far fetched at all. Here's the thing: you put Zay in an offense like Kansas City, where they throw the ball 35, 40 times a game, he's cracking 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
You're playing for the Ravens, where it's a run-first offense, and you're not going to go out there and catch 120 balls. Top to bottom, Zay is as good as any receiver in the league in terms of under 15 yards, that quick twitch, getting in and out of his cuts fast, He is so explosive. I can't say enough about this guy and just how he's continued to improve year after year. I hope he gets more opportunities this year, because I think that, I don't want to say we take him for granted here, but it's like when you're in a run-first offense, you're not necessarily going to hit the ceiling of the superstar potential you have, because we're not throwing the ball 40 times a game here. But he can hit that second-team All-Pro. I expect him to go over 1,000 yards this year. Zay is just, he is so good, and he's so dangerous with the ball in his hands, especially after he catches it and the yards after the catch. So let's start it off Sunday night. You know, go out there, like I said, feed your superstar the ball early, get him involved, get him feeling good. And there's no doubt in my mind that in the back of his, he's thinking about, I wasn't there for that game last year. If I was there, it would have been a different outcome. I think that he's got a little extra motivation too. And he's, hey, we know he wants the contract, so motivation is there as well from a money standpoint.
Rick, if we'll stipulate that the Ravens, Bills, Chiefs are the top three in the AFC, who's next to fill out the playoff card? Is it the Chargers? Is it the Broncos? Steelers? I mean, who do you see in the AFC that fills out, to say, the top five?
Dark horse team, I'm not even sure if they're a dark horse, because I feel like a lot of people are talking about them, is Denver.
Yeah.
Denver's defense, maybe the best in the league. Sean Payton, tremendous job with that entire unit, turning them around on both sides of the football and bringing in that winning culture to Denver. I mean, I think we forget how bad things were there when he came in. Bo Nix, if he can take that jump in his second year, I mean, he is one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. That dude has a cannon of an arm. He is smart. He's poised. I think Denver's the dark horse team that it wouldn't surprise me if Denver wins the division this year. That's how highly I think about them. But also, let's not forget Cincinnati. If Cincinnati, we say the same thing at the start of the year every single season. If Cincinnati cannot start off slow and get themselves in a hole, they'll be there in the end, because their offense is as dangerous as anybody. Joe Burrow, top three quarterback in the league. He's been there before. He's taken his team to the Super Bowl. The best pair of wide receivers. Cincinnati is absolutely a team that if they're in their groove and they don't start slow, they could be there coming out of the AFC when it's all said and done.
So we talked about, obviously, there are a couple of the big games last night and with the Ravens, but we get Packers and Lions this weekend, Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil. What stands out to you that you really want to see? And is there any other team that you're kind of curious? Like I told Rob, I'm a little bit more bullish on the Panthers this year than most. I think they're going to have a better season than what people expect. Does that mean I want to tune into them every week? No, but I am intrigued to see how they look against Jacksonville.
Yeah, the Panthers are an intriguing team. Bryce Young, and with the second-year head coach, I mean, Bryce looked a little more comfortable in that system towards the end of the year, and they started to put some points on the board there. Carolina's a team that is going to be better than people expect. I'm with you on that. Lions-Packers, great game. You know, what does Micah Parsons do to a unit that was already stellar on the defensive side of the football? Is he a guy that can take them over the hump? I know a lot of people like Green Bay. A team that nobody's really – I don't hear a lot of people talking about them are the Rams. And it's like you go out there and you add Devontae Adams, who comes into a unit now where he doesn't need to be the go-to guy because you have Puka Nacua. And Puka, on paper and in terms of stats and yards ran per route, Puka was the best wide receiver in football last year, and he didn't even play the whole season. If Matthew Stafford can stay healthy, the Rams had a strong defensive unit. They are young on the defensive line. They are fast. They play fast. The Rams are a team that can come out of the NFC. And let's not forget that the Rams – should have beat the Eagles last year.
And Rick, but that's the problem, though. You got a 37-year-old quarterback who has to have an epidural already to play week one. It's not that I doubt the Rams. I doubt if Stafford could stay healthy all year. And if he can't, Rams are nothing.
No, you're absolutely right. It all hinges on the health of Matthew Stafford. The epidural part this early in the season, I mean, if you're a Rams fan, you're like, you've got to be kidding me. It's whether or not he can stay healthy. But we know that dude is tough as nails. He has played through a lot of stuff. Let's hope it was all more preventative, trying to get him in the right spot. But if the first couple weeks he's on that injury report or he sits out a game, it could be a long season for L.A.
Give us a score for Ravens-Bills.
Ravens pull it out. 27-21. It's going to be a great game. MVP battle. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm such a homer now. Every year I'm like, this is the year. The Ravens are going to get over the hump. But they're just so good. If they can't do it this year, I don't even want to imagine the conversations we're going to be having at the end.
What you got going on this weekend and next week?
Purple pregame show, WJZ 11:30, Sunday morning. Purple playbook show next week, and we're going to be starting back at Jimmy Seafood soon with Isaiah Likely will be back as our host this year. So a lot of exciting stuff. And then, as always, 7 and 11 o'clock at night, your news, weather, and sports, the number one late night newscast on WJZ with me.
Hey, man, you're the man. Thanks a lot. Talk
Thanks,
to you next
Rick.
Week,
guys,
Rick.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy it, Jeremy. I hope you win big.
Hey, thanks, and by man. The way, by the way, Rick, I got to meet up with you, man. I brought you one back from San Diego.
Oh, you're going to a little tease as to what it is?
Oh,
no?
It's a cigar.
Yeah, she didn't fit in the trunk.
What kind,
yeah.
though? What kind?
Oh, it's hand rolled. What was on the label, Ed? You remember? They hand roll them.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. And I got cigars for you guys, too. So hopefully we can all get together. But I appreciate you guys having me and just excited to be back. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Are they hand rolled like the Cubans that Kramer had on Seinfeld?
The Dominicans.
No, these aren't commercial. The place that I went to, they hand roll all their own.
Yeah.
And also other people.
I mean, but when you said I brought you one back for Rick, I'm going, what did he bring back for him?
Yeah, I said she didn't fit in the trunk.
I love that. She didn't fit in the trunk. I tried to put her in the suitcase. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.